If you make it to Carnegie Hall, baby, you know you have made it. The trouble is, someday Carnegie Hall will say the gig is up, as it is saying to Adita Sherman. She is a photographer. She has been living at Carnegie Hall since right after World War II in a studio apartment there where she has photographed some of the most famous faces in film, music, and theater. Now, Carnegie Hall is asking her to move out of that apartment, and she is not ready to go. Hello, Adita Sherman. Why does Carnegie Hall want you to move?
Well, they want to reconstruct the studios.
Yeah.
Because it seems that they don't have enough space for people to come in and do their music and so on.
This is a rent-controlled apartment, we will say, at Carnegie Hall. So it's quite a good deal for you. You've asked them. You said, "Okay, I'll move out, but you have to pay me and help me out a little bit." How much money are you asking for?
Well, I mean, it isn't that I've agreed to move out. I haven't agreed to move out. Actually, I want to stay here, but if they insist, I should have something like, I don't know. I mean, it's a reasonable amount of money.
Wasn't it $10 million?
Well, it said that $10 million, but it could be less and so on if I want to move. But, you know, I'm not going to feel happy about moving out somewhere else when I've been here that long. And my people know me by the Duchess of Carnegie Hall.
You are a photographer. You have a site online where we can see some of your photos. These are amazing pictures that you have taken, and you have a huge old 8x10, 100-year-old camera there?
Yeah, right, yes.
You photographed so many stars. Big stars who would come to Carnegie Hall. They would come up to your apartment. You would photograph them. You have a picture there, I know, of Yul Brynner.
Yes, I have it here.
And you photographed him there in your apartment.
Yes.
Tell me about that photograph, will you?
Well, he came here several times, as a matter of fact. He was a friend of Marlene Dietrich. And the second time he came, he wanted me to photograph Marlene Dietrich, who was his friend. But I have a long story with Yul Brynner. He was a friend, actually. He became a friend because my husband had a very bad situation with diabetes. And so they had quite a talk about that, and because he was interested. You know, he died also with cancer, Yul Brynner.
Well, Adita, I see that you have a lot of stories and a lot of time.
Oh, I have a lot, yes.
In this apartment.
Yes.
Carnegie Hall still...
I call it a studio. I don't call it an apartment.
Yeah, okay, a studio. Carnegie Hall does want you to get out of the space.
Yes.
And, something is going to have to happen here.
And right.
What do you think that is going to be? What is going to happen?
Well, I don't think they can put me out. I'm 97 years old, coming up, my birthday. 97, I only have 3 years to be 100. And I'm still skipping rope, and I'm running around, and I have no wrinkles on my face. And people rave about it. But anyway, that's my life now. I mean, I've got 22 grandchildren.
So that's it. You're going to say, you can't get me to leave. I'm just going to stay.
No, I'm not going to leave because I need my skylight. I have a beautiful light skylight. And, you know, Tyrone Power was just crazy about this place. He brought Eva Gabor here one morning at 10 o'clock in the morning. So I can't forget this with Tyrone Power, and I feel that he's here. And he's, as a matter of fact, I saw him in almost in person in one of my sleep, heavy sleep, I guess. And these are little stories that you could talk about, you know.
What the heck?
Once in a while.
Adita Sherman,
yes.
Still dreaming of Tyrone Power.
Right.
At your apartment there, your studio, I'm sorry, at Carnegie Hall. Good luck staying on there and battling with Carnegie Hall, and I guess we'll just have to see what happens.
Yes. Well, you're very kind. You have a very nice voice, too. And I feel comfortable in speaking with you because I've been on many programs, you know, through my life. And usually, you know, it becomes kind of difficult. But with you, it's been so nice and easy. I'm very grateful to you.
Adita Sherman.
I hope we meet sometime.
Adita Sherman. You know, I may be in New York soon. I'll look you up. How about that?
I bet you're 20 years old or 30 years old.
Adita, thank you. And
thank
good luck.
You. Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
And you can see pictures of Adita's studio, and you can see her work. That's at our website, npr.org. Good luck, Adita.